It's story time. Chopin's heart. When you hear this sound, please turn the page. Chapter 1. Lily's story.
Today, it will be just grandmother and me. Of course, nurses and doctors will be here at the hospital as well. But it feels like it will just be the two of us, because mother will be gone all day. I feel many different emotions. I'm worried. Grandmother isn't getting better. I also feel bored, which makes me feel selfish. Since I am here in Paris with grandmother, and my friends are at home in Chicago, it's hard to talk to my friends. The time difference means I am never on the computer when they are. I don't have much to say anyway, because we have barely left the hospital. I'm sad, too. If grandmother dies, many of her stories will die with her. I want to be a writer, yet I have not taken the time to write down any of her stories. I realize there's no time to waste, and I go sit beside grandmother's bed with the laptop. After a half hour, her eyes open, and she smiles at me. It is a weak smile, but it is a smile. I take her hand in mine. It feels cold. It feels too thin. How are you feeling, grandmother? Would you like anything?
No, my dear. I'm fine,
she says. Her voice is weak.
I am sorry you are stuck beside the bed of an old, sick woman. How are you amusing yourself?
I explain that I'm trying to write down the various stories she has told me. Her eyes close again. A few minutes later, she opens them again.
I have a story for you, Lily. One that I have not told anyone, not even your mother. It is time to pass along this story. It is a story my grandmother told me, and her grandmother told her.
Oh, I would love to hear it, but I don't want you to get too tired, I say. For the first time since we arrived, I see a bit of a twinkle in grandmother's eyes.
Telling this story may actually be good medicine for me,
she says.
Just as you are named Lily after me, I was named Lily after my grandmother. And her grandmother was named Lily as well. This story is about what happened to that first Lily.
My grandmother began her story this way.
I am very old, and I do not have many days left to live. I must tell you the story about what really happened to Frederic Chopin's heart.
Chapter 2. Going Home.
Her words give me goosebumps, although I have no idea why. Grandmother smiles again, her little smile that says she knows I can't wait to hear more.
This first Lily, her mother was the housekeeper for the great pianist and composer, Frédéric Chopin, here in Paris. He had given Lily's mother a job and a place to live when they hadn't had anywhere to go after Lily's father died.
Grandma continues.
Thousands of people came to Chopin's funeral, held here in Paris. Many did not know him. To them, he was a world-famous musician. To Lily and her mother, he was someone who had shown kindness when they most needed it. They were sad he had died, but the beauty of the music comforted them. Chopin's own funeral march and Mozart's Requiem were both part of the funeral. Ludwika, Chopin's older sister, and his first piano teacher had come from Poland to Paris to help care for him in the final weeks of his life. After the funeral, she asked Lily for a favor. Before she even knew what it was, Lily said,
"Of course, what can we do? We cannot repay his kindness, but we would like to try. Grandmother tells me and closes her eyes. I help Grandmother take a sip of her water."
Lily, did you know that dirt from Poland was buried with Frédéric Chopin's body? And do you know why?
Grandma asks. I know he was from Poland, I say.
Yes, he left when he was a young man. Someone gave him the dirt as a gift when he left, and he kept it with him the rest of his life. He always missed Poland, but he never went home again. Russia took control of Poland, and Chopin could not return. However, it was his dying wish that his heart go back to his homeland.
Grandmother says, "But Grandmother, I know he is buried here in Paris," I say.
"True. His body is here, buried with the Polish dirt. But his heart is not here. His heart was taken back to Poland as he wished. And it was that first Lily, my grandmother's grandmother, who risked her life to take it there."
Chapter 3, A Dangerous Plan.
A nurse comes in to say that grandmother needs to rest. I'm worried that this has been too much. Grandmother hasn't talked this much since we arrived a week ago. I give her a kiss. Her eyes are already closing before I get to the door. After a lunch of delicious baguette, cheese, and sweet purple grapes, I open the laptop and try to remember everything Grandmother said. I wonder where the story will go next. I hope that she will be strong enough to continue. Grandmother wakes up about 2 hours later. She looks a little better. She asks me to open the window. The June breeze makes the curtain move a bit. I smell something sweet, and I try to remember what flower is just outside the window. I sit in the comfortable chair next to the bed. How old was Lily? I ask.
She was about your age, no more than 14. She had been through a lot by then. She had already lost her father and a brother. She had almost been homeless.
I think about my life. Nothing like that had ever happened to me.
Frederick's sister Ludwika vowed she would get his heart back to Poland, but it was too dangerous for her to do herself. Remember, Chopin was not able to go back to Poland once Russia took control of the country. Everyone knew Ludwika was Chopin's sister. Russian soldiers often searched people at the border. If they searched her and found the heart, they would realize it was his. They would not want his heart in Poland.
Grandmother continues,
Lily was very afraid because she knew this would be a dangerous trip. But she was determined to help Ludwika make Frederick's dying wish come true. A plan was made that she would travel almost to the border of Poland with Ludwika and her daughter Luisette. Then Lily would sneak across the border in order to avoid any soldiers at all. Of course, this was in the days before cars or planes. They would travel with horses and a carriage. It is many kilometers from Paris to Poland. This trip took many days, and winter was coming. They covered themselves with layers of blankets. However, they were often so cold that they could barely feel their toes and fingers. The bumps in the road, as they bounced along in their carriage behind the horses, made Lily feel as though her bones would come right out of her body.
Grandmother starts to speak again, but she starts coughing and can't stop. A nurse comes in and gives her some medicine. My heart pounds with worry.
Chapter 4. Danger on the Road.
Grandmother naps again for a bit. I hold her hand. Oh, you frightened me, I tell her when she wakes up. She says she feels much better and immediately starts to tell the story again.
The days of travel passed very slowly. They were actually very boring days, which was a good thing. Robbers were a common danger when people traveled like this. Ludwika, her daughter, and Lily hoped they would not meet any. But they were not so lucky. One day, the driver shouted that robbers were not far behind them. It was impossible for a horse-drawn carriage to outrun two riders on horseback. The driver managed to pull around a bend in the road. The robbers were only seconds behind them.
Grandmother pauses and takes a sip of water.
Get out!
The driver shouted.
Head for those trees!
The three women ran as fast as they could into the forest on the side of the road. Hidden behind a big tree, they watched in fear as the two robbers grabbed the driver. One robber raised his hand, getting ready to attack. Lily saw a flash of something. The robber held a knife, and it was catching the rays of the afternoon sun.
Grandmother pauses for a drink of water, just at this exciting part. I think about how she has always been a great storyteller and knows how to make listeners want to hear more.
Just then, another carriage came around the bend, surprising the robbers. In the excitement, no one had heard it coming. It scared the robbers away. They jumped on their horses and took off through the open field on the other side of the road. The driver was not seriously hurt. No one wanted to think about what would have happened if the other carriage hadn't come along when it did.
I don't think I could handle something like that, I say. I can't imagine what Lily went through.
You are stronger than you realize, my Lily. The first Lily was too. You come from a long line of strong women,
Grandmother says.
That was not the last of the excitement. Not 24 hours later, the carriage broke a wheel. This could have been very serious. But once again, they all escaped without injury. The women were bruised from being tossed about so much, and the many things in the carriage landed on the ground. The box with Chopin's heart in it also landed on the ground, but it was not harmed. It had been packed very carefully. The next day, they finally approached the border with Poland. After they reviewed the plan one more time, they said goodbye. If all went well, they would meet inside Poland.
Grandmother says,
Ludwika and Luisette planned to cross the border during the day. If soldiers questioned them or searched their things, they would find nothing. Lily would have the heart then. Meanwhile, Lily waited for darkness. She was at the edge of a forest just outside of Poland. Once it got dark, she had to climb a fence to cross into Chopin's homeland. As she waited, every noise frightened her. Was it a soldier? A dangerous animal? All she could do was be quiet and wait. Finally, she was able to begin. She climbed up one side of the fence and was ready to climb down into Poland. Then, she heard a growl.
I sit on the edge of my seat, waiting to hear what happened next. But I have to wait. Mother has just come into the room.
Chapter 5, Strength and Determination.
It takes several minutes for Mother to fuss over Grandmother and to scold me for tiring her. Grandmother says,
Really, Josette, talking to Lily today has given me strength I haven't had in days. Now, let me finish my story.
Grandmother says,
Lily realized it was a dog. He sniffed at the bottom of the fence and growled some more. Lily did not move. Finally, the dog raced away in search of some other animal, and Lily hurried on her way. Of course, she was sure she heard animals behind her with every step she took. But now, there was no turning back.
Mother makes Grandmother take a drink of water.
Next, Lily had to find a house that was a 10-minute walk from the border. It was the house of someone Ludwika trusted. Lily feared she would not find the house in the dark, but she did.
Grandmother says,
When she reached the house and the door was answered, she said as they had planned, For where your treasure is, there your heart shall be also. The other woman answered. This was the signal that all was safe. Lily entered and found Ludwika and Louisette waiting for her. They welcomed Lily with tears of joy and thanksgiving. I can't wait to hear the beginning of this story,
my mother says.
You must read it when Lily has finished writing it down,
grandmother says.
The world believes that Ludwika alone secretly brought her brother's heart back to Poland. The full story was known only to a few. Today, it is in a church in Warsaw because of that first Lily. She was glad to do this dangerous job without anyone knowing the truth. That first Lily was strong and determined. You, my Lily, have these qualities too. You have strength and determination. Use them well,
she says, and I lean in to kiss her. I don't know why, but telling the story seems to be a turning point for Grandmother. Within 2 weeks, she is almost back to her old self and is planning things for us to do and see. What is the first thing she wants to do? Go to a concert of Chopin music, of course.